Kristen. Last week's episode, we were talking about the mega mansion, that 15,000 square foot mansion in Bucks County at 254 Cafferty Road. Do we have any, this is the one that you helped stage, do we have any updates on that?
No. So they ended up having a I think I was mentioning this, like a White Lotus themed party last Saturday. I had showings and I just was not able to get up there. I just, by the time I got home and everything, it was so late, I didn't have time to get up there. So I did not go. But I think it was well attended. I saw some stuff on social media about it. And I think the auction itself is the 29th of this month, April 29th.
Okay. So we still might try to find out if, are we still going to try to attend that or no?
I don't think we can.
Oh, no.
I don't
think we can.
I mean, right. I feel like they, yeah, I feel like they're probably going to like stop us at the door and realize like.
What if I slip the guy really at the door a 20? Do you think we can get in then?
Okay. Maybe.
Well, maybe we'll find out if it's being live streamed. We still have to find that out.
Yeah, that's what I want to find out. That's what I don't think going is something they're going to allow us hooligans to do.
Right.
But maybe if it's being live streamed or something.
I understand.
They may even require you to, I'll look into it. They may even require you to, show some kind of proof of funds or something to even be a part of this. You know what I mean? To even be watching it. I don't know. I'll look into it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's the 29th of April.
All right. Well, so if we have any more information on that, we'll give it on the next episode.
Yeah.
I had an interesting encounter with a buyer last week that I wind up meeting via, it's like a cold lead through one of those websites that we can't stand. And I was wondering, and it got me really thinking because it's just such an awkward, it's just not the way I like to do business. I mean, you're the same way where I would say like 99% now at this point of my business and probably 100% of yours are warm leads from past clients, sphere of influence, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get into how the appointment went in a minute, but I wanted to ask you, what do you think a buyer's perception is when they are on one of these websites and they click request a home tour? What do you think their perception of that is?
Well, I think it depends on the site. I think we can use names here,
I'm
right?
Just joking.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So, like, I know with Redfin, for example, they basically, the whole point of that website and why people actually like it as a consumer is you can click a button and you can get an automatic tour. Like, you can basically say, like, I want to see this tonight at 5. And someone, they'll find someone to show it to you tonight at 5. So I think for, like, Redfin, that's what they promise. So I think people like that. With Zillow, I'm not really sure how they work. They've changed their format so many times. But I feel like when someone requests a home tour, I mean, they're kind of looking for, like, an immediate. We used to call them, what do we call them, like pop-up agents or something, like when you immediately like jump up and go show something without any qualifications, without really even talking to the buyer or anything. They kind of expect you to be like at their beck and call. They're on these sites and they're like, yeah, I want to see that right now. And they just click a button and they expect someone to be able to do that. Is that the experience that you had?
Well, yeah, but I guess what I'm getting at is who do you think that they think is showing up?
It depends on kind of how educated they are in the process. I think sometimes they think it's the listing agent. They think it's the person who's representing the property is who's running to show it to them.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think that they think is happening.
Yeah.
We know that that's not what's happening.
No.
And, I just wanted to talk about that for a minute because I remember this instance where I just don't like using, these sites anymore. And I haven't for a long time because basically, and this is kind of like a look behind the scenes of what we deal with on our end, okay? So if you're a buyer and you're on Zillow and you click request a tour, Zillow starts calling agents that have paid for that zip code, a piece of that zip code. Yep. So let's say you're looking at Philly 19147, which is like a ton of great neighborhoods, right? And they charge us agents, and they'll only let a certain amount of agents. It's probably a lot, and it probably grows every year. But they'll allow agents, a certain amount of agents, to buy a piece of that zip code. And then every, I don't know how many clicks or how many times the page gets refreshed or whatever, these three agents could appear on that listing. And then when you click make a tour, I don't know how they do it. They just start calling an agent. And whoever is available is basically who gets the lead. It's such a, in my opinion, it's just a crappy way. I hate it because you kind of tie yourself to your phone where you could be out doing something else. And then the phone's ringing. It's saying Zillow. Like, you have to answer it. You have to try to connect. You have to drop what you're doing right there and try to talk to that person, and then try to make an appointment with that person. Sometimes you're not at your desk and you're out on the street and...
Yeah, you don't have a pen handy. You don't have anything. Right. Yeah.
And I think, and I remember the last time I did it, and then I went to the property. Like, they're start asking you questions about the property, and you're like, I don't know. I mean, you requested this 5 minutes ago, and I'm here, and I don't know anything about this property. I'm not the listing agent. And I think... I just wanted to talk about, like, I wanted buyers to understand what they're really getting. I also think that there's some buyers out there that think that you work for Zillow. That's the other misconception, I think. I think they think that these agents are coming from Zillow. It's like, no. I paid Zillow some money, and they funnel leads to me, and I also don't know much about this property until I go back and research it. I mean, maybe if you have the appointment the next day, you can have time to research it and all that stuff. But sometimes the same day, you're already doing other things. And I wonder why buyers, their process for selecting agent representation is so much different, in my opinion, than what sellers do.
Yeah. Traditionally, buyers don't have the same level of commitment to their agent that a listing agent that a seller would, because they kind of feel like we're interchangeable to a certain degree. You know, that's why I think it works so well, things like Zillow and Trulia and Redfin. They kind of work well because it's just like, all right, I want to see this property. Someone will show it to me. I'll just find someone to show it to me. I don't have to pay anything to do that. I don't have to. I can go out with, you know, five different agents, and who cares? You know, I don't have to commit to them. I don't have to do anything. When it's a seller, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different process. It's a whole different everything to list a home. You're committed to that one agent, and there's a lot to it. But for buyers, and I think always people are different in different stages of their buying process sometimes. You know, I have people who are just curious, and they're like, oh, I saw this sign. You know, do you think you could? Then I looked it up on Zillow. It seems like it's a price range I can afford. I've never talked to a lender or anything like that, but could I get in and see it? So I just think it's kind of like, I just think there's always been a difference between buyer perception and seller perception.
And that's kind of where that's kind of like the road I wanted to go down, is because it should be the same. And honestly, I think it is the process is the same for a lot of buyers, because especially like the last, I would say, 5 years, just doing open houses, most buyers come in and at least say they're working with an agent. And I do believe a lot of them.
Yeah.
So I do think that,
yeah,
I would say, I think it's the majority of buyers do really work with an agent and do this right, because it's so hard to do. And the buyers that are not wanting to commit to an agent, that's really the conversation I want to get into, because, you know, there's this perception of that if I just click on these links and get anyone, I'll just keep doing that. Never commit to an agent. And when I find the property, whoever that person is, I don't even think they think this far ahead. But what winds up happening is the house that you want, that's your agent. So it's almost like they don't want to commit to an agent, but you're still committing to one only now it's really not your choice because you mm-hmm. let random pushing of a button pick the agent for you. So either way, whether you pick an agent yeah. or not, you're picking an agent. And on this side of it, when you leave it to chance, now you're not really even working with an agent that you like or that you would like to work with. So an agent will go to Zillow and say, give me these zip codes. Sometimes zip codes are closed because there's too many agents. They try not to like oversaturate mm-hmm. each zip code with too many agents because they're trying to like round robin leads to these agents. But that's what happens. Like agents pay for space. And if a buyer just clicks randomly, I want a tour of X, this house, it can go to any one of these agents. Now, this is what I think most buyers don't realize. The listing agent is on the listing. They're just at the very bottom of the page. Like you would have to go and find it and you'll find the listing agent's information and you could call them directly. But if you just press the button in the middle of the page, it's just going to go to some random agent. Now, like what you were saying is if there's buyers that are just starting out and they don't care and they're probably not buying anything and this is the way they want to do it, I could see buyers, you know, doing that, you know what I mean, in the beginning.
Yeah.
But
it depends on where they are in the process. Yeah.
But when they're getting ready really, you should just wait for open houses at that point. You know what I mean? Like if you're really not, I mean, not.
Yeah. But if they're not all, I mean, listen, I'll be honest, like I've been on vacations and like we've been up in Cape Cod and I've been like, oh, look at that house. I see the sign and then I look it up on Zillow because, you know, my MLS doesn't go up there. So I'm looking it up on Zillow. I'm like, oh, I'd love to see the inside of that. And I'll call the person either on the sign or Zillow or whatever. I'll get in, go look at it. I've done it on vacations. I'm not interested really in buying it. I'm just kind of, it sucks. I mean, I've done it to people. I've absolutely done it to people. So it's, I mean, maybe someday if I ever win the lottery, I need to play it first. But my goal is at some point in my life, maybe to own a home up there, but it wouldn't be for, you know, forever.
Get a lead from Zillow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I called them. Well, you have to take the phone call right there. So I did. And then we set up a showing for, I think it was the next morning. I think it was. And I show up and it's, you know, basically it's this younger couple and their parents. And I could tell right away just about that this is not the first time they've done this through Zillow. The dad mm-hmm. will not even make eye contact with me. And I knew right, I could feel it immediately. I said to myself, this is a waste of time. They're not looking to connect with me at all. I opened the door. They ran through. They looked at all the systems and they were running floor to floor without me. And then they had their uncle on FaceTime because he's an engineer. Okay. Probably bought one house his whole life, but he's an engineer. And they're showing him stuff. And they're doing a mini inspection running through the property. I'm just standing there talking to the mom. And I'm like, this is just not. This is not. And just to go.
Was this in New Jersey?
Just to go a little further. Yeah. Then I was like, because the dad's running around pretty much saying, this is not right. This is not right. So I'm like, okay, they don't like the house. It doesn't matter to me. Like there's no one house I'm trying to sell anyway. I don't try to sell any houses, especially when I'm representing buyers. I'm just trying to find out what they want and act like a consultant. I actually like to point out things that are wrong with the property so they know, so they don't waste their time. If they were going to try to get an inspection, the inspector's going to call these things out. So I always look for issues because I don't care what the cosmetics are. That's for the buyer to figure out if they like it or not. So I'm just looking out for like red flags. Hey, check out this. Look at this. So the dad's doing that. So I automatically thought, all right, they don't like it. No big deal to me. I don't care. Maybe I'll try to make a connection here and show them other things, become his agent. But I could just tell it just wasn't going to happen. So I go to leave. Yeah. I was like, all right, well, I'll, you know, I'm shaking his hand. So I'm like, all right, well, you know, I could send you some other properties when they pop up, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, no, this is the one. I'm like, this is the one. The one you just crushed? Okay. So anyway, wind up leaving. doing comps for him anyway and writing a proposal. And in Jersey, it's like you don't have to write the whole agreement of sale. It's just like a one-page proposal of what the terms would be if you were to get the property. And then I, you know, back and forth for, I don't know, 5 hours throughout the day. And then it's like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. And just then he decided this is not the one. So I'm like, okay.
I thought you were going to give us
a happy story
from Zillow, which never happens.
No, I mean, listen, agents do deals through Zillow, but you have to deal with
this
is what it is 9 times out of 10. It's like nothing. And then you got to get some, you know, there's something. That's the other thing. You can make money, and agents do make money because they're spending it with Zillow to try to get leads. And but you got to look at like your time, like how much time are you spending and how many people are you running before you do one deal? Rather than a warm lead, you know. I mean, obviously, everyone rather work with warm leads, but some agents, and this is not a show about agents at all, but like some agents just have that business where they're always hunting internet leads. There's a million ways for agents to do business, and that's one of them. But that's just not
that's what makes this business good.
And that's not what our team does. We always focus on our past clients and trying to get. But you could do both. You could focus on your past clients and foster that those relationships and still try to dabble in internet stuff. But it's just, I mean, it's a lot of sifting and stuff like that. I would even consider someone who listened to this podcast that we never met before that wanted to work with one of us, I would consider that a warm lead. Because they're
because they have information.
Yeah, because they've been listening and they've heard us speak and talk about real estate and they want to work with us. I would actually consider that a warm lead. Yeah,
I would too. Yeah,
but
we're lukewarm anyway. Yeah.
But we've gotten emails just through the Compass website, and I'm like, I'm always like, okay, how can I help you? Like, how did you? And I'm always investigating. How did you find me? Why are you emailing me? And did you email 10 other people? Like, you know what I mean? It's always like you feel like a detective, you know, that way. But I just wanted to kind of let people know, like, what we see on our end when a buyer clicks on a button on like a Zillow or Realtor.com or whatever, and then who gets the email and how it really works. And how I think it should work is, like I said in the very beginning, is if buyers that are serious, you should start talking to realtors first and sit down with them and interview them almost like, you know, a listing, you know, a seller does. That's what a seller does.
Totally.
I mean, I'm not saying you got to interview five people, but like you start off like everyone does is you ask your friends who just purchased. Hey, who did you use? Did you like that person? Would you, you know, and then ask a few, and then you can make a few calls. I just want buyers to know you can call a handful of realtors and say, hey, I'm thinking about buying. I'm starting to interview realtors. I just want to get some background on some different people and see if we can make a fit, and that's the other part of it is personality. And I don't think people think about that. Because, like, it's not just about sales and stuff, because you have to work with this person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be stuck with them for 45 days.
At minimum. That's after you find a house.
Yeah.
What about the 6 months it takes to find it?
True. But there's also, like, there could be a great agent, you know, in Center City who has a ton of sales and, you know, a lot of great reviews and everything, but you're looking in Ambler. You know, they may not be your agent. They may not. You want to find a person who works in that area. You want to interview them. You want to talk to them. And frankly, that agent should be wanting, not even willing, but wanting to sit down with you and go through the whole process, go through their whole buyer presentation and explain the process and, you know, really do a deep dive into what you're looking for. They should be listening to you. So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with interviewing multiple agents before you decide, but you should start that process early. And then, of course, as we always say, you should also start the lending process early where you get pre-approved so that you're not out looking at houses before you know what you can really afford.
All right. That will bring us to this point, is that if you do need help with real estate, and it could be a seller as well, there's a link in the show notes that you click and it takes 2 seconds to complete. And the whole idea of it is Kristen and I obviously don't cover every single area, even in PA and South Jersey, okay? But especially, too, if we have listeners that are from around the country. But we will set you up with a realtor in your area or give you two or three to call and interview, or we'll set it up for you. So that's something one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this up is if you're looking for an agent, we can help. And we'd be happy. Happy to do a consultation with you directly first, find out exactly what you're looking for, and then set you up with multiple agents in the area that you're looking or that you're selling. And then you decide who you want to work with. So we're here to help. Yeah. We like to entertain. We like to think we entertain.
Yeah, but, we do.
But we're also here to help. So check out the show notes.
We're happy to vet agents. I love doing that, actually. I love calling agents from around the country and talking to them.
And guess what?
We'd be happy to vet agents.
Agents love getting our calls. That's the other thing, right? Have you ever called an agent and say, hey, I have somebody looking in your area. Don't they drop everything to talk to you?
Yeah, they do.
All right. Well, anyway, this has been fun, Kristen, but we got to get back to work. So I will see you at happy hour.
All right. I'll see you at happy hour.